It's Thursday, July 23rd, 2026. New Jersey bans surveillance pricing, New Yorkers paint murals around the city, and our weekly music news. That's What's What Today. I'm your host, Sienna Reinders. Governor Mikey Sherrill signed an act into law to try to protect New Jerseyans from rising grocery prices. So, Sonia, can you explain this law to me?
Yeah, of course. Today, Sherrill signed the Fair Price Protection Act into law. Basically, the law tries to stop businesses from using your data from online activity, your shopping history, your location. And some businesses are using that to charge you higher prices at grocery stores if they think that you're going to buy things.
The bill targets a practice called surveillance pricing, which can drive up the cost of items in your shopping cart. Surveillance pricing weaponizes your data against you. Companies figure out where you live, where you shop, and even what you're Googling. And they use that data to calculate specific, often higher prices for items you need without your knowledge.
Wait, that's really crazy. I didn't even know that companies could do that.
Yeah, and not even that. Do you know some of the new electronic shelf price tags?
No, what are those?
I mean, basically, instead of a price tag with like a stamp or a sticker with the price, it's electronic, like a little TV screen. And grocery stores, some of them at least, are changing the prices as the days go on, making some prices higher when the stores are busier, things like that. Sherrill's Fair Price Protection Law also will ban those from stores in New Jersey. So stores will have to use the non-electric price tags.
The bill also puts a one-year pause on new electronic shelf labels, the tiny screens that stores can use to instantly change prices. We're going to study their impact to make sure they aren't hurting New Jersey's shoppers or workers.
The law being passed is a part of a larger battle over affordability that Democrats like Sherrill are trying to use as a talking point ahead of the midterms. And Sherrill wasn't shy about blaming President Trump and the Trump administration for a lot of the rising prices when it comes to things like gas and groceries.
The average family paid $310 more at the grocery store last year because of Trump's illegal tariffs, which inflate the cost of everything from olive oil to orange juice. He just slapped Canada with a new 50% tariff this week. So now's the time to stock up on maple syrup before it goes up. Trump's reckless war in Iran is driving up fertilizer and fuel costs. That makes it more expensive to grow fruits and vegetables and ship them to stores. The sky-high prices are putting immense pressure on people across our state.
Have other states also implemented laws similar to this?
Yeah, so Connecticut and Maryland have already banned surveillance pricing, but New Jersey is the first one to also ban the electronic price tags. And New York State is also looking on implementing similar laws.
Thanks, Sonia. The World Cup might have ended, but its spirit continues in New York City. WFUV's Mia Barth takes us to a park in the Bronx where the community is channeling it into a work of art.
Bronx residents are singing, playing basketball, and leaving their mark on Walton Avenue. Some are dipping paintbrushes into cups of blue, yellow, and red paint to transform a concrete wall into a vibrant depiction of the World Cup's legacy in New York City.
Like everybody else here working together because the World Cup, like the whole meaning of it is unity.
That's Max Feliz Palermo. He's helping paint the mural and he lives right here in the community.
Like it's all, every country, almost every country in the world uniting for one game to play and to see who wins. So that's why I like it because it shows like the stars of the game. It shows like everybody uniting together just to make one mural of one game.
The artist who designed the mural is Angel Garcia. He's walking around talking and checking in with all the participants. He stops to reflect on his favorite part, a kid pointing at a globe.
It's pointing at a globe and it's pointing right at New York City. And actually the title of this mural is You Are Here, the Bronx. And it kind of, you know, just kind of reinforces that idea that when people look at this mural and they see that image of like a giant person pointing at New York City, they know where they are and they're in the Bronx.
Each piece is designed and outlined by a local artist, then filled in by neighbors. The Walton Park mural is one of 12 murals that will be painted throughout the city. It's a collaboration between the city and Groundswell, an organization that uses art for change. They got feedback from the Bronx community that themes like play, diversity, and inclusion should be represented in the mural. Manu Sheikh works with Groundswell. She says it's exciting to see people across communities coming together, artist or not.
Because they are really getting a chance to say, this is my home, this is my community, and I love it, and I want to continue to like add to the beauty and the color and the vibrancy of it.
As the mural comes to life, the neighborhood artists continue to sing, laugh, and enjoy the summer day. I'm Mia Barth, WFUV News.
Next up in music news, WFUV's Livia Regina shares some of Young the Giant's interview with the station about their new album, plus two tribute albums to Neil Young and a new record from Sylvan Esso.
Young the Giant's latest album, Victory Garden, was released in May. It was recorded in the band's home state of California with producer Brendan O'Brien. For a new FUV live session hosted by Sam Sumpter, Young the Giant played two songs from the new album and the title track from their 2014 album, Mind Over Matter. Plus, frontman Samir Gadia discussed how Victory Garden was recorded in just 3 weeks.
We really recorded it very quickly and very concisely, and I'm really proud of that just because, yeah, I think we just really trusted one another in our ability to play and to write and to produce, to co-produce this record.
Find Young the Giant's entire FUV live session at WFUV.org or wherever you get your podcasts. They're on tour now with Cold War Kids. Two new Neil Young tribute albums are coming this fall. They follow 2025's Heart of Gold, The Songs of Neil Young, Volume 1. Volumes 2 and 3 are called Out of the Blue and Into the Black. They'll be out November 6th. The albums include covers from MJ Lenderman, Lucinda Williams, Tyler Ballgame, Death Cab for Cutie's Ben Gibbard, and more. One track from each volume is already out, a cover of After the Gold Rush from Draco Rosa and King Princess's take on Helpless. Sylvan Esso have announced a new album. Ow Infinity is the duo's fifth album and is out September 11th. The band, made up of Amelia Meath and Nick Sanborn, says the record is a trust fall into our dystopian present, past, and future. The first two singles, Hot Slob and Concrete Glen, are out now. You can hear Ow Infinity a week early at listening events on September 3rd. The New York event is at Mr. Mellow in Williamsburg. Sylvan Esso's fall tour dates include Brooklyn Paramount on October 14th.
That was What's What music reporter Livia Regina. And that's our show for today. You can find more stories online at WFUVnews.org and on Instagram and TikTok at WFUVnews. Please follow and rate us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps. If you have a tip or a question for us, send us a DM or email us at newsroom@WFUV.org. I'm your host and producer, Sienna Reinders. Our reporters today are Sonia Willa-Witagoda, Mia Barth, and Livia Regina. Tess Novotny and Nathan Ray are our editors.